Spirit Radio Podcasts.
One of the things that we want to do our best to do here on Spirit Radio is to try and just support as many local businesses as possible in general, but especially at that time, and businesses that are opening up. And, you know, it's been a time that I think a lot of families are also looking at staycationing. There's a big section actually in one of the newspapers today in the Independent today on staycationing, which I'm going to be looking at myself and thinking about, well, what are nice activities that we can do this summer while supporting local business as well. And of course, that's the message that very much this week is avoid non-essential travel abroad. So as I say, I think the focus is going to be on staycationing. But if you find yourself in Kerry this summer, our next guest has reopened her beautiful pet farm and we're going to be talking to her about that. And also just about that experience of having to close and then reopen up business again. It's great to have Eleanor Wall of Sandyfeet Farm in County Kerry on the line. Good morning, Eleanor. How are you?
Good morning, Lindsay. I'm good, thanks.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your business and just what life has been like for you and your family over the last few months.
Okay, well, I suppose no more than anybody else, we found it very strange. So, like, I suppose this is our third year in business. So we opened our business in 2017. And it has been going well, but it's been a very steep learning curve. And we kind of just felt like we were getting into the groove of things, Joe.
Because you're a young business, you know, yeah. And you're coming up to your kind of third tourist season, really.
And we kind of just feel like you kind of have an idea what you're doing now, you know, that kind of, and we were just getting to that place and sure the whole thing closed down again, and everybody's had to relearn how to do things. We've had to just think about how we're doing, why we're doing things, how we're doing them, how we should be doing them, and I suppose in a way that protects the way you want to do business. So here on the farm it's very hands-on. We're very family orientated. I have three young kids myself, and I suppose when you come here, we'll show you around, talk to you about the animals, let you know, help you to hold them and all that. So then, I suppose when we heard the guidelines, we were even thinking, you know, can we reopen?
Well, how will this actually work? Yeah.
Yeah. How is this going to work? How are we going to manage this? What are we going to do when people come here? You know, are they going to enjoy it? How are they going to feel when they're leaving? But I suppose, you know, in business, like I said, when we opened, it was a very steep learning curve. And in business, I think you always have to be learning. If you stand still and you kind of think, well, I'm done now, everything's fine, you won't be long finding out otherwise. So I suppose...
So you've had to think outside the box. So what have you come up with, Eleanor?
So some of the things that we've come up with is online booking. And the online booking, you can look at it two ways. It is inconvenient for a lot of people. We have found that people don't like online booking. But equally, if you have a child maybe that has sensory issues, at least then you can look at the website and say, well, when is the quiet times? When can I go there? So it's convenient for some. And I think we need to make the most of that as well. Make the most of the positive things, you know, because everything, there's a problem with everything, but there's also benefits to everything. So that's one of the things, is that people can, you know, if you like a buzz and a lot of people around, then you know you can come at the busy times. You can see what are the busier times and you can come then. And maybe that means that your experience on the farm might be a bit better.
Exactly. And in terms of just kind of the support that's gone on in your local community, what has it been like over the last number of months?
Well, I think the virus really has brought out the best in the community. There's GAA clubs all over the country have been shopping and cooking and delivering for people, including our own Aunascall GAA club here did great work. No more, I know, than Cairns O'Rahilly's and Tralee and every GAA club. But I suppose that's one of the things we were thinking, is that, you know, this virus just shows you how important local community is. And you know, we are a rural community, so like if the shop closes down or if people have to move to go to work, then like there's nobody coming to replace it.
And so we need to support one another, and that's
in the country. Nothing, you know, there's nothing, no big business is coming to rural Ireland. So what we need to do is support the businesses that are there. So for example, one of the things that we did is we made an absolute conscious effort to change our suppliers to use more local suppliers. So we'd normally have gotten our coffee from a gentleman in County Clare. It was lovely coffee. But we've got Bean and Dingle here, which is only like 20 minutes out the road. So we've changed our supplier and now we'll be using their coffee. We've got our neighbour produces honey, so now we're going to sell really local honey. Some chocolate and some crafts from a local craft maker. And we just thought, hopefully, that as well as us supporting local community, that when people come, they might think to buy a little bit more local as well, because that means that, you know, it means that we can employ somebody, and then maybe the young fella off the road who's going to college, he's got a few quid in his pocket when he's going off, and that helps his family. So, you know, it just means that the creativity, you know, the local craftspeople can stay where they are.
And it's all connected now. It's more important than ever to be supporting
local. More important than ever. Like, if you can't support local now, I don't know when is a good time to do it.
Exactly. Well, tell me a little bit about some of the animals that you have, Eleanor.
Oh, we've got, you know, we generally keep it to traditional farm animals. So here in Kerry, the traditional cows are Kerry cows. And Dexter cows. So we use those, especially the Dexters now, for conservation grazing on the farm to manage the grasses. We've also got some alpacas who are pregnant and due anytime soon. We can't wait. But we have those on the farm because they protect the sheep that we have in lambing season, so they'd protect them.
They're good protectors against foxes, aren't they? So what how does that work? Do they chase the foxes away?
You get a right good kick off an alpaca, so you would say, you know, the alpacas spit, they spit a little bit, and generally the spitting is a warning. So they'll spit at the fox, and if he doesn't heed the warning, then you'd get a right good kick.
And it works.
Coming back. Yeah, we've never lost lambs here to...
You've never lost lambs, and presumably the fox runs away, so you don't actually have to kill the fox either.
No.
So it's the best. It's best for all the animals. Yeah. Then amazing, really. I wonder how the alpaca was discovered. Because are they from Central
They're
or South
from
America?
From Peru.
Yeah.
In South America, it's Peru and Bolivia, really. And I suppose a lot of people think that they're valuable for their wool, but their wool is only fine up until they're about 5 or 6, maybe.
So they're better to guard against foxes for the sheep. And I hear, Eleanor, that some of your animals can actually speak.
Oh, did you? Yeah. So we have, we've got a Highland cow, Kathleen, and Roisin, one of our Dexters, and then Lucy, an alpaca, and Gujan, the chicken. So we have links on the farm, we have signs on the farm, and it connects to your phone, and so the animals can talk to you. But the good thing is that you don't actually have to be on the farm to do it. So sometimes when the kids are here, when they get home in the evening before they go to bed, they can get a call on their mum and dad's phone from one of the animals, just reminding them about the farm and things that they've done on the farm. So, like, if you want, I can give a link and people can just test out one of them. So it's www.speak2.co/Lucy. I know that's a long
speak2.co/Lucy sounds very different indeed.
Yeah.
Very interesting as well. Eleanor, just finally to ask you, if I make it down to Kerry, or indeed any of our listeners who are close by to you are going to holiday there, if I had a day at the farm, what would it look like?
So really, you'd come to the farm. We do have a cafe on the farm, and I suppose I should have said this at the start, that one of the things when we were reopening, it hasn't been feasible for us really to open our kitchen in the cafe, just with the cost of setting up and the much shorter tourist season, it hasn't been possible. But we do have our lovely Bean and Dingle cafe, teas, and then we get local homemade cakes that are fabulous. And you go out to the farm then, and we generally have somebody outside, usually myself now or a young lad that lives up the road, and we'll show you around. We do have a sensory garden that has mud kitchens for making like mud pies and leaf kebabs and all those kind of things. And it's a lovely, the kids tend to spend an awful long time down there just messing and playing around. And we'll take you on a little tractor drive around the farm, stop and feed some of the animals, and have a look around, have a little talk on the way. And then we have a play area and plenty of animals indoors that people can be holding and rubbing and just chilling out. There's a nice kind of a relaxed atmosphere always on the farm.
Sounds like a lovely day. Well, Anne, we wish you all the best of luck with your reopening, and I hope that you get lots of visitors over the coming weeks. Thanks so much for joining us on the programme today. That was Eleanor Wall of Sandy Feed Farm in County Kerry, and you can check out more at sandyfeedfarm.ie.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.